For the second year in a row, art enthusiasts from the Heritage Universalist Unitarian Church in Anderson Township are hosting the Labyrinth Arts Festival with the intention of creating a uniquely intimate fine arts experience. And here to share all the details are Rebecca Pace, who's facilities coordinator, and this year's chair, Chris Burrows. Welcome, Chris, to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much. We're happy to be here.
And Rebecca, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You described the festival as uniquely intimate or providing that sort of experience. Chris, perhaps you could speak to how you achieved that and why was that important?
I think that we're unique in that we are a small festival. We have 30 artists this year. They present an opportunity for the patrons to actually interact a lot more with them. People don't have to fight to get to the front of the booth to even get a peek at the artists. They have time and space in which to talk with them. We're unique also in that we have a labyrinth on the grounds, and that's where we got our name, and that's made available through the day, too, for people to walk.
Do you have a guide for the labyrinth or someone who's going to be available to sort of explain what to look for if you're going to walk the labyrinth and have that experience?
Yes, we do have a guide to the labyrinth. One of our members, actually her committee that maintains the labyrinth, has put together a guide that explains it. There's a lot of misunderstanding about a labyrinth. It is not a maze. It is not a game. It's a tool for meditation.
And what is your particular labyrinth made of, or what does it look like?
We've had our labyrinth for several years now. It was made as an Eagle Scout project, and it's a grass labyrinth with brick outline.
I understand the festival's expanding this year. Do you have more artists this year? And also there's an indoor and an outdoor opportunity?
Right. Last year we were solely indoors, and so this year we're going outdoors as well. And this year we're having 30 fine artists instead of 20 of last year. So we have grown, and we have made some changes that we think will appeal to people.
Tell us about some of the artists. Maybe you each can share about a couple, because you do have some pictures of the actual artwork by artists that are participating on your website, and it certainly makes you want to see more.
I think one unusual artist is June Ludwig, and she is from Williamsburg, I believe Claremont County, and she makes pine needle baskets, and her pine needles come from South Carolina. Each needle is about a foot and a half long, and she weaves these magnificent baskets from those, and she usually integrates some kind of polished wood also as the base of the basket, and those are very lovely. We have a few different kinds of photographers. Virginia Cox, for example, does a lot of city photographs. She's very urban in her take on the art. And then we have others such as Doug Day, who do mostly nature photography or riverboat photography. So we have a really lovely variety of kinds of artists who come.
Rebecca?
Well, I'd like to mention the paintings. We have two artists who do different paintings. We have Christine Prevard, who is actually coming down from Mentor. And then one of our members, Mary Jo Wheaton, does kind of whimsical paintings and note cards that are very enjoyable.
Are most of the artists from the east side of town?
No, not really. They're from all around. We have some from Harrison, and all points in Ohio seem to be coming as well.
What are the performing arts that you'll have going on throughout
the day?
Well,
we have live music throughout the day. Suzanne Bona is going to be there with her magical flute. Mimi Sinclair, who plays a wonderful violin, is coming. Matt Quick will do keyboard work. The tie-dye band is a bluegrass band, and they are wild. And last year, we could barely get them to stop. So they always draw a big crowd.
One of the unique things is the music, and the music is right there in the same room with the artist exhibits. So while you're enjoying the art and talking with the artists, the musicians are right there. They go all day. There is seating, so you can sit and listen if you want, but the musicians are just a part of the whole thing.
I want to mention, too, that the hours are 10 to 4.
That's correct.
You can't have a festival without food. So tell us what's on the menu.
Well, the artists are provided a breakfast in the morning to help them have the energy for the day. And then patrons and artists can purchase chili that's already made and in somebody's freezer somewhere. So we have chili and lemonade and cookies. But an added feature this year, besides the fine artists, is that we're having a little bit of a culinary art corner, I guess you could call it. The Batavia Farmers Market is going to come, and they're bringing homemade pies and jellies and jams and homemade beef jerky. And then there's a bakery who's coming, and they do gluten-free breads and desserts.
You've got a couple of other things that I think are new this year. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Art on the Spot, what's that about?
Yes, Art on the Spot is new this year, and that is for the adults, for our patrons, to actually try their hand at some art. We'll have three different projects available to them at different times during the day. They sign up for that. There is a small fee for that, and they'll be guided through creating a masterpiece of their own.
Do you have any idea what the three projects are?
One is making a sand bowl. So it's a real contemporary looking result that comes out of working with the sand that is mixed with some kind of glue in order to make the form last. That's one thing. We're having scrapbooking that is different in that it is going to be added to frames for pictures. So
almost more of a collage.
Yes, it's more like that. And then we're going to have henna hand art as well, which we think will be a big hit.
And on Art Raffle,
all of the artists have been asked to donate an example of their work for the raffle. And so you can buy raffle tickets and put them all in your favorite artists, or you can spread them out among all the different artists' work and take home a piece of art. There's 30 artists, so there will be quite a variety of things available through the raffle.
Again, the Labyrinth Arts Festival, it's only the second year, but obviously you have met a need in Anderson Township and a great interest on the part of some really excellent artists who will be participating, now 30, up from 20 last year. Mm-hmm. I'll just mention the address. The Heritage Universalist Unitarian Church is at 2710 Newtown Road in Anderson Township.
That's right.
I've been speaking today with Rebecca Pace and Chris Burrows, the two masterminds behind the second annual Labyrinth Arts Festival, including a labyrinth, and it'll be held on October 12th from 10 to 4. If you'd like more information about the festival, directions, pictures of the work, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.